Chef Jeff Tabor from Ivy Tech joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good to see you again. Well, I don't see you, but I hear you. I'd like to see you again because the last time I saw you, you filled my plate up multiple times with deliciousness. At the Yellowwood Cafe, it's Ivy Tech's brand new Culinary Institute Cafe. You've got it all
open to the public.
Open to the public. He's going to tell us all about that. But right there on the new campus. And you gave me the visual tour. Here on the radio, you're going to have to use your descriptiveness to tell us about the food, the everything else. And you're the man for the job. How many kids do you have again?
How many kids do I have personally?
Yeah. Yes.
I have eight.
Eight. This man can multitask, folks.
That's right.
So if you don't you worry about what's going on over there. So you had to build this from scratch. You had the flexibility to make your kitchen, to make your setup, to make your teaching area just how you wanted. Talk about how that process worked before we get to the tasty food you've been serving.
It was actually it started back in 2014, and it actually moved very quickly. And it was we had a professional kitchen designer to help us, and we kind of, Chef Tad and I, Chef Tad DeLay, went in and just said, what do we need? What are our wants? What are our needs? And, you know, we gave all of our wants and needs, and then we had to kind of pare it down, but we didn't have to pare it down too much. And we had a design that was modeled after the Indianapolis campus, so we didn't have to reinvent the wheel.
Great.
But it was, very student-focused, and it was great.
Because the last place you moved into, you kind of had to go with what was there. You had a footprint. You already had stuff maybe not set up in the way you need for a teaching area, but more for a production area.
Right, exactly. We didn't really gain any square footage in the between the two. It was minimal, but the layout is definitely more conducive to student learning in the new layout, in the new facility.
Yeah, and some great additions in there when I had the tour going on. You have huge monitors right above the lines where people are learning so they can see video instruction, so they can see what's going on. Talk about, maybe it's a little different when you went to school back in the day. Talk about how technology has influenced and helped make the process of learning a little bit easier.
But technology is great because when I was back in, as you say, back in the day.
Handwritten tickets? What is that? I can't read your handwriting.
We actually still do use handwritten tickets.
Oh, my.
Because it's good practice for the students.
But, and if the computers go down, you still have to handwrite tickets.
Exactly. So you got to know how to do it. You got to know how to need to know the back end. But, we used mirrors back in the day to show demonstrations.
I remember that.
And the old projector screens.
The overhead projector.
The overhead projector, yep. So nowadays we have a computer that's connected to all those fancy screens in there. And there's cameras also in there, so we can do two things. We can both project our presentations, our PowerPoint lectures on there, and then we can switch it to camera for our demonstrations. And it's great because there's multiple screens, so students don't need to move out of their area to see any specific lecture or demonstration. They can just stay where they are, and it's definitely more efficient, and it's great.
Jeff, you've been doing this now for about 7 years?
This is my seventh fall here at Ivy Tech.
Where are your grads? Because we know the grads, Ivy Tech grads, tend to stay in the area. Are they pretty well infiltrated into all of the Bloomington, Monroe County area restaurants?
Yes. We have graduates that are in all areas of the business. We have students in senior dining. We have students in the state parks, or graduates, I'm sorry. We have graduates working with IU, both at IMU and RPS,
oh, wow,
which is the student dining. We have students in local restaurants, or graduates. I keep saying students. I mean,
well, they're
graduates.
Both. Your learning goes on forever.
Right.
All right, now, the public
can
come.
Let's get to the food.
Yeah,
first of all, what time do you open? What are we eating? What's going on?
Talk how the public can get there, and then we want to know what the menu is for tomorrow.
All right, so we have multiple ways to contact us. You can contact us at 812-330-6381. We also have a brand new email. It is yellowwood@ivytech.edu. That's YELLOWWOOD. And then we also have our website, which is ivytech.edu/yellowwood. We are open. We take reservations starting at 11:30, and we'll take reservations all the way up to 12:15 p.m. for Wednesday. And please remember, it is cash only.
Right.
Very important to remember, and you have to make reservations as well. They're not suggested, they're required.
I have a reservation for tomorrow. What are we serving tomorrow, Chef?
Tomorrow is going to be, it's going to be five courses. We're going to start with our hors d'oeuvre, which is artichoke bottoms with ham, mushroom, shallot stuffing, and a tomato-flavored demi-glace sauce. Our soup is velouté fedora, which is a rich cream of chicken with tomato and butter and cream, thickened with an egg yolk liaison. Then we're going to have...
Don't stop now.
Wait a second. My arteries are tightening now.
We'll have to leave Keith behind. That's fine. Keep going.
Just wait. We have... for our next course, we're doing bone marrow. And it's going to be basically a roasted bone marrow with garlic, and it's going to be served with a slice of bread. And as Chef Tad said, you can just call it meat butter.
That's exactly what it is.
And then our entree is going to be grilled lamb medallions with sauce demi, which is demi-glace sauce, and truffle essence served with waffle fries, waffle cut fries. We call them gaufrettes. And then we have an apple salad. Basically, it's a lot like a Waldorf salad, but it's called a salad aurore. And then we have Mont Blanc Afras. Sorry, my French is not great. It's basically creme chantilly with strawberries.
Delightful.
Oh.
So don't eat today. Make your reservations instead. 11:30 to 12:15 are your choices. Cash only. And how much cash do I need to bring?
$15. Now, let me ask you a question.
Hold on. $15 is all that for five courses?
Correct.
But you can leave a tip. And what happens to the tips?
The tips do go back to the students, not to the students specifically, but for student-sponsored programs. We use that money to take them for field trips. We've done wine tastings. We've visited restaurants, things like that. So they don't go back specifically to the students, but they're used for the students for extracurricular opportunities for them.
Let's not bury the lead. Five courses for $15.
Right.
Correct.
You can't get that anywhere else. Now, it's not open 24 hours a day. It's not open for dinner.
One day a week.
But it's one day a week, and for $15, I've had it. I've had it multiple times. It is absolutely fantastic.
Real quick before we let Chef Tabor go.
Chef Jeff, you can say that.
Tomorrow, the temperature, they've got outdoor dining.
Tomorrow's going to be 82. It's going to be lovely. And you can sit outside.
Oh, no rain.
No rain.
All right.
Very nice. $15, Keith. That's we got to keep that in the forefront. Mm-hmm. This is a ridiculous. How can you afford to price it at just $15?
Because we are only paying for recovering the cost of the food.
Great.
But
labor's already taken
run.
Care of.
We can say that. But students with experience, they get experience.
That's right.
If I went to a restaurant to get that same kind of meal, what would I be paying for it?
Five courses?
Yeah.
Five courses.
$65?
No, this would be over $100, $150.
Whoa. All right.
These aren't one. This isn't one bite. This is a full plate.
Correct.
This is not a mousse douche.
I've found in going to these that it's not a small pieces of something. This is a hefty meal.
Oh my God.
Right.
It's delicious.
Ask Mike about the frog legs he had.
That's right. I didn't get to eat any. My son ate them all.
We'll bring your son for the bone marrow tomorrow.
That's exactly right. We might do that. But again, we have to get you. When is the latest you can take a reservation?
12:15.
Okay.
The latest we can take, or we're taking reservations, we'd like to get them up to a week ahead, at least a week ahead of time.
Okay.
We will still take a few, but...
If you tell
there's
them,
there's no
sent
guarantee
you.
At this late.
Are there openings for tomorrow?
I don't think there are.
Okay. You can always try.
Yeah.
You can always try.
And say somebody may cancel.
Now that you've tortured us with that menu, then say, no, we can't get in. But every Wednesday, from now until when?
We're going to be taking next week off because it is a midterm. And then we'll be going straight to basically to Thanksgiving week. We'll be closed, and then that second week of December will be closed.
Excellent. So a five-week run starting the 19th will take you up to Thanksgiving. So you'll have five chances. If you can't get in for tomorrow, you'll have five Wednesdays in a row to be able to try out the Yellow
Cafe. Are you doing other than French menus?
I'm sorry?
Are you doing other than French menus?
Yes, starting after next week, we will be going to international cuisine.
Very
and
nice.
And so every week will be different regions of the world.
Check the website. They'll have all those, hopefully, menus up in advance for you. You can make your reservations. Contact them by email. Give us an email one more time, Chef Jeff.
yellowwood@ivytech.edu.
Something's burning. You better go get it. We'll see you sooner than later. We thank you for your time, pal.
All right, take care. Bye.
Jeff Tabor, the chef.
Chef.
At Ivy Tech. So
it's good food.
Oh, man. Write that in your calendar. It'll be a pleasant surprise.
And it's a brand new
it.
Spot. Nice furnishings. Beautiful area.
Yeah, from scratch.
Right.
Just like all the food. Delicious.